Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Rav Metzia, Daf Ayin Aleph. And we're starting at the bottom of Ayin Amud Bet. So we're in the middle of the sugya over here, where we saw that we basically, Rav Nachman, Nochri Tashich, Ma Tashich, Lav Tashuch, Lo, he said, no, Tashich, Lo, Zagi, Lav, Achi, Afuki, Lachich, Hu, Lachich, Vedic, Div, Chich, Lo, Tashich, Lo, Lo, Neshich, Vasev, Lassev. So yesterday, that is also take money from a Goy even. Firstly, it says, Lachich, Ma Tashich, Lav Tashich, can't you charge him interest? Said, no, you can pay him interest. What do you mean that you can pay, you can't charge him? He said, to exclude your brother, you can't even pay interest to. So he said, but Achicha is written ahead. He said, no, there's an issue here of both a love and an assay. So yeah, Etivei, it's a Gemara, it's a Kasha over here. There's a Kasha. So what are you talking about? That was Rav to Rav Nachman. So he said, Etivei, what are you talking about? Lovin mehen, umavin otam ribit v'chem v'ger toshav. We saw in our Mishnah that it says that you can. Lovin mehen, you can borrow from Goyim and you can lend them money as well. You can borrow and lend them. And also start to a ger toshav. Okay, so that's a kasha. How can you say we can't lend money to goyim and take money and take interest from them? So just dedicate the shilu nishmat, everyone who's dying in this war, civilians and to soldiers, and tsu'im, everyone shleima, and b'chatufim, mentioned matan shachar ben enat, the last of our member of the prayer tank, and Hirsch ben Beryl Chana, ben all other Chatufim, all the soldiers that are inside now should have Hashkacha, Pratit, and special Shmira, Chelet, and should all be Matzliach. I also mentioned Sarah Chava Bat Feiger, that's it. This is mom, Rafua Shleima. So says the Gemara, I don't understand. What do you mean that you can't lend to Goyim? Our Mishnah says, Meforash, lend and charge, pay and lend. So Rav Chia Bereid Rav Huna, he says, no, so Rav Chia Bereid Rav Huna says, lo nitzcheche, what's that chidush for in the Mishnah? Ela, b'ichdei chayav. What do you mean b'ichdei chayav? Rashi says, yeah, b'ichdei chayav itirulo, when was the heter? Only if it was necessary, right, mamash, you know, for livelihood, for the necessary stuff. There's a Rashi of yeah on Vayikra, on the Pasuk, which says b'ichdei chayav, right? Says mita kar v'kesef v'kliu manut imaya, right? Chamar mashir lo chamoro. If he's a donkey, in other words, you can only lend money over here. He says just enough to survive. So you can lend a goy money if you're on the skin of your bones. And the only source of income to survive is to lend a goy money there, and it's necessary for your livelihood. Rashiv yoter mikan asumi rabanan. So, mina Torah, it seems that you're allowed to. Mina midrabanan, you're allowed to only the barest minimum. Right? And why you ask for midrabanan, says Rashi, for the rest of that? Because you might come and get used to it and you end up going bad and you stop becoming your habitual way of life, and that's not good. Ravina Amar, Ravina says no. Ravina says another answer. Ravina says that when does our Mishnah say you can lend? Then you can lend a goy ribit. Why? Tamemai. Galz Rabbanan. Why don't I make a gzeira? V'yeh says. Look at Rashi. Ribit nochri asu. Why they gozer on that? Shema yilmori ma'asav. Since you might learn his ways. Look at Rashi. Shema yargira nochri etzlov yilmori ma'asav. You might. Similar idea to not drinking wine or bread. If you start lending money to goyim, they're going to frequent your house and become your friends. And you're going to start learning from the ways of the goyim. So it's got nothing to do with the ribit any longer. Now it's just that you shouldn't become too calm to work with him. And it says the Gemara, the Kevin the Tamid Chachamu, loyim ma'asav. What?
More patakum.
You can mashamati. I said it's like yain esechen like patakum. I said that exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. So ikedematni la lahadra. So the Gemara is like this. Ikedematni la lahadra avuna. Now the Gemara says yeah, had the Rav Huna, but where was it? Where did we see Rav Huna? We never saw Rav Huna. What we did see was, it's quite interesting the way the Gemara said it. He said b'shem Rav Huna. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Li Huna. Rav Nachman said Huna told me. Normally the Gemara says Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Huna, right? And then Rav Huna, but yeah, it was Amar Rav Nachman Amar Li Huna. Huna told me. No, she can't repeat over kochavim. Right, he says, maybe when did Rav Huna say that what Rav Nachman quoted? Aha, what's it referring to? The Tanya of Yosef. Rav Yosef got a different vort altogether. He quotes the pasuk mishpatim im kesef taveh tami et he'ani imach. Im kesef taveh, if you lend money to my nation, et he'ani imach, the poor amongst them. Right, so the whole pasuk says, lo tiye lo kenoshe, don't charge him interest. Lo tiswan abneshech, right? So he can't be like kenoshe. They don't read to say you can't charge him interest, and it's referring to that. Hello, daddy. Right? So he says that's what it's talking about. What does it mean? Im kesef, if you lend to my people, don't, right? To my poor amongst them. He says, because this is, you know, there's a rabbi. I've got the whole list. It's also Gemara's there. Wait, someone's got their marks on. Please mute. Right? So he says over here that there's a hierarchy of how to lend. Right? This is over here of Yosef. If it's my a Jew and a goy, Ami call you lend to a Jew first. And just by the way, if it's a Jew and a goy, she says a Jew first, right? Rashi says over here, imi veno kesef tavet ami, imi venochri by in the vot imi kodem, from ami kodem, right? And there was a Rashi over here that says, even if it's interest, I've confounded Rashi now, imi venochri by in the vot. For also Rashi over here said that even if it's a goy who will charge with interest and a Jew who not, where did I see that? Then I can't see that. Almost, I'm going crazy, yeah? I'm almost sure I saw a Rashi or Likutei Rashi which said that even if the goy will pay you interest, you've got to lend the Jew first without interest. But I can't see the Rashi. I might see them in the Daf notes.
It's further down, Darren. It's further down. Ploni kofer.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Shkoch. Okay. I thought I was going crazy there. Thank you, Kevin. You saved me. Right? So it's over here. It says, Im kezav enami, aniva yevenochri ami konim. Aniva ashir. If it's a poor person, a rich person, so ani konim, the poor person first. Aniyecha vanya yirecha. So if it's your poor people, if it's your own family. Right, aniyecha yecha rashes aniyim shehem krovim u'mishpim mishpachtecha. So your own family or the ones of your town, aniyecha krovim. They don't live in your town, so family comes before your neighbors. Right, aniyei irecha v'aniyei iracheret. Poor people in your town, other town, aniyei irecha kodmin. Right, irecha kodmin aniyei iracheret. Tehene chavu imach tvei, because they considered with you imach. It's important. Now look at that. You know, people support activities all over the world, and they haven't got money left to support people in their own town. So Amar Mar, the Gemara now quotes this, Imi v'nochri imi kodem. So when it says, Pshita, what's the chiddush? We have a havin and you lend to a goy before you lend to a Jew. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Yehuna, he says, no. What's the chiddush? Afilu l'nochri beribit. Yeah, we are. It's not Rashi. It's mamash in the Gemara. Right? For Yisrael b'chinam. That's it. Even if it's a goy, you pay your ribit, and a Jew you lend for free, you got to lend the Jew for free first. So I sent you the Daf notes. I sent you to look at what the player Yeshua wrote. Did anybody have a chance to see it yet this morning? The player Yeshua wants to say, what's going on over here? We know that a person's got to look after himself. So what, you can lend to a Jew and for free, and to a goy, a ribbit, you got to forsake the ribbit to lend to a goy? I mean, lend to a Jew and not get the interest. What about looking after your own interest? So he says, no. Yeah, I'm not sure this is halacha lemaaseh, by the way. But it's interest still worth interest in hearing what he's saying. Pnei Yeshua is always interested in what he's saying. But he says, what's the idea? The idea is that when is it that you look after yourself first? When you're going to lose something. Yeah, you're not going to lose, just not going to make. So you're not going to lose money, just not going to make money. So yeah, there's no union of looking after yourself first. So don't make the money and lend the Jew the money, the interest, instead of making the money. So if it's going to cost you money, if you've got to go and pay money now to lend the Jew money, if you've got to borrow the money to pay, you don't have to necessarily do that. But if you've got the money, lend it to him. So you want to earn the money. That's what he says. Okay. So Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, like, is Baura Samuyot or Samyut? I'm not sure that's how you pronounce that word, to be honest. Samyut, yes, Samyut. Samyut enehem shel malvei ribit. Basically, what he means over here, look how blinded. Right? This is like, you know, the ribbit blinds you completely. Why does it blind you completely? He says, Adam korelecha verasha. A person calls you a rasha. So what do you say? The Torah even says, you're allowed to. You're already molechayav. You can go, you can beat him up. You can challenge him. You can cause him to lose his money. Look at Rasha. You're already molechayav. Ragirit kotelim. You can fight with him. Kilu ikaz, if he hit you. Vekilu balogez, if he killed you. Right, Vani Shama says Rashi. Rasha le read the toch umanato. You can even go into his profession and call him to a loss of finances. Rasha doesn't agree with that. They says v'kasher be'nai she'atiru chachamim liyisrael itnakem v'ligmor ra'a. He says how can we allow you to do that? To cause bad to God? Yeah, he's heard that. V'od damina b'ktuvah mekzechet us ad shteim shana mitgalel adam ibeno mikavelach yoredi mor lechayav. What does it mean you're already more like tochu manato ika? What? Liasho, le kofo le Torah, kama. He says, basically, you've got to cause to do tshuva, but a person calls you a rasha, and you go wild at him. Look at Tosfot. Tosfot is even crazier. Not crazy, but like a wilder. He says, katuv betshuvot ha-go'onim b'shem Rav Tzadok Gaon, you're already more like, what does it mean you're already more like chayav? You go into his life. Rashai lisrof lishtvuato, you can burn a third of his grains. A guy calls you a rasha, you can go wild at him. And Tosfot says, "V'taymer gadol minayin lo zeh." It's wild. Where do you get such a thing from? But you see, a person calls you a person. You call the rasha. A person insults you like that. Chachamim allowed you to take measures against him. So says over here, Rav Yossi says, "Look how crazy this is. A guy gets called a rasha, and he's allowed to go wild. Whatever that going wild means. However, v'haim, who's haim? The Malve Ribbit, those guys who lend with Ribbit, they may be aiding, they bring witnesses, the Lavlar and a scribe, the Kumus and the pen, the Dayo and all the ink, the Kotvim, the Chotvim, they have a tekes and they sign a whole formal agreement and a contract. And what does the contract say? Ploni Zeh, the contract is basically attesting to the Malve himself that he's a kafar, Beloha Israel. So if a guy calls you a rasha, you can go crazy and burn his fields and destroy his parnosa. But you can bring in a guy, a scribe, who testifies that you're a rasha. And that doesn't seem to bother you. Everyone says, why? Because you're earning interest. You're a mash misanver, right? Crazy, he says. Absolutely crazy. Tell him, Shimon ben Lazar Omer, call me Sheshlo Maot. Anybody who's got money, he says, Umav lo tam shlo, he doesn't, and lends with attribute, Allah bakhtub Omer, Kaspol, Unatan, Beneshech, he never gets money, Beneshech, Veshochan, Unakach, Veshochan, Akin, he never took bribery, or say, Eile, guy who does all of these things, Lo Yimot, Lo Lam, will never, ever, ever be. How did that translate Lo Yimot in English, by the way? Give me a proper English translation for the word Lo Yimot.
Shall not falter.
Shall not falter. Okay. Le'olam, never. So Gemara said, what are you talking about? Halamalata shekol ha'malvi b'ribit nechasa bin modetin. So it's the Gemara says, from there you learn the other way around, the contra. That if you don't lend with ribit, you won't falter. If you lend with ribit, you will falter. Nechnasin mit modetin ogashi. He says over here, dok hachi oseh eile lo yimot ha'im natan b'neshach yimot. You can learn the contrary. So Gemara said, what are you talking about? What we see on a day-to-day basis. The law musfei beribit, the commit motetin, the guys who don't lend ribit in their falter. So it seems like a lot of promise. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, listen to what he says. He said, no, you're missing the point. Halalu mit motetin volin, valalu mit motetin enolin. You're right. Sometimes in business, you're going to falter. Malasot, Rahman l'Islam, plian arash, lo nedash, left anybody in the shir, but it happens. But a guy who's not lending ribbit, he might falter, but at short term, he's going to come back big time. A guy who lends with ribbit, when he falls, he's down, he's out. Okay.
Is there a promise?
I don't know. I'll give you a promise. How's that? Now, the work of the pasuk here. Lama tabit bogdim tachrish kebalai rasha tzadik yumenu. He says, yeah, lama tabit, why you stare bogdim, traitors, tachrish, when he swallows a rasha tzadik imenu, more tzadik than him. So what does it mean? Amar Rav Chuna, tzadik mimenu bolea, a tzadik gamur. So you might be, if the guys are more tzadik than you, so you'll have a problem. But tzadik gamur, enu bolea. But about tzadik, when you look at Rashi, afa pishu mitmotet, ole ve'enu nivla l'olam. He won't be sucked up. If you're a tzadik gamur, he has a promise, tell him. A tzadik gamur will always come back. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Rebbe's got a problem. Rebbe says like this. I'm not sure I understand his problem so well, but Rebbe's got a problem. Right? Tani Rebbe Omer. Ger tzedek amur le'inyan mechira. So when it comes to a ger tzedek, right, with regards to mechira, mechira over here, you see in Rashi, you will see it on the Gemara as well, talking about an eved ivri, about selling an eved ivri. So a ger tzedek, in terms of buying and selling and being sold into eved ivri, but ger toshav, and a ger toshav, that's just a guy who's not, who won't do avodah zorah and doesn't eat nevelis, etc., with regards to ribit. Any your damn, I'm not sure, says Rebbe, what's this distinction between the gerim? What do we mean? When does it apply? What's the story, etc.? So he tries to explain. Ger tzedek amud inyan mechira. With regards to ger tzedek, talking about sin, with regards to avadim, dichtiv v'chiyamuch achichimach. When your brother becomes impoverished. Right? Rashi says over here, there's likute Rashi over here from in Tehillim. Actually, it says, lo yimot mo'olam. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. And there, Rashi v'chiyamuch achichimach, I'm not sure if it's in Tehillim, actually. Maybe it's in the pesukim itself. In Kiddushin, where this whole story is, you're already more lechayav. This whole story is in Kiddushin. I think it's in Kiddushin. V'chimuch achicha, hakol b'seder smichat parsho to dorsho. It's all smichat parsho, pasuk after the kulan zo kasho kesher lifaneh. It gets worse and worse and worse. We'll explain in a moment what's going on over here. So he says like this. It says, v'chimuch achimach, v'nim karlach. Right? So now he has to be sold. So lo lecha ele leger. So he says, lo lecha ele leger. Look at Rashi. Le'elkat, on the previous part, on the head of the, it says, Rashi, the brighter, the, what's the brighter? Masachet Erechin, he says, Bare, come and look. Rashi quotes the whole brighter. Kama kasher afka shel shvit. Look what happens when it comes to shmita. When you start dabbling in afka, in other words, not proper shmita produce, but things which are connected, right? Derivatives of shmita produce. Adam no seven or ten beperot shvit. A guy trades in the perot of shvit. Sof so bechemet. He ended up saying, "I have to sell his movables. Get stuck without money. He's tossing stuff." Right? In the end, we see that we know that brighter there. Right? So he starts selling that. Then he starts once he's out of that stuff, his troubles. He's still in trouble. He's got to start selling his land and his avadim, and he starts got to etc. Until he's got to start selling himself into slavery. So it's like a slippery slope. Okay. So look at Rashi here. Ad lo bat liado, ad shemocher. That's what he ends up selling himself. Shneimar v'nim kalach, lo lechal leger. Who do you sell to? Sells to a ger. Shneimar lager, sell to a ger. V'lo leger tzedek, says a brighter. Ele leger toshav, sells to a ger toshav. Shneimar leger toshav. The pasuk that says leger toshav. Look what it says over here. V'chitzatzig yad ger v'toshav imach. When he becomes rich, umachichimo, and then your brother becomes poor, v'nim kal leger tzedek, he gets sold to the ger toshav imach. Who's living by you, or le'eker, mishpachat ger, or to the eker, is avodah zorah. Right? Mishpachat ger, zeh anochri. So le'ger toshav, or le'mishpacha ger, is the nochri. Keshehu omer, or le'eker, zeh animkar la'avodat kochavim atzma. So we see over here that when it comes to ger toshav, who's talking about ger toshav, he can buy the eved ivri. And then amar mar, so now the brighter, we take out the brighter, the gemara says like this, ve'lo lecha ele leger. Shneimar leger, le'meir med deger kani eved ivri. So what Rebbe's kasha over here is, what Mark? Right, so Rebbe's kasha, what's Rebbe's kasha? Can an Eved Ivri be sold to a Ger Toshav? He says, V'ramini, but don't we have a bright that says, Ena Ger Nikneh be Eved Ivri? That a Ger Toshav can't be bought by an Eved Ivri. V'eni Shah, V'ger, and neither a woman or a Ger Konin Ivri can buy an Eved Ivri. So now, a ger toshav can't buy an eved ivri. How do we know that a ger nikna, an eved ivri can't buy a ger toshav? But we want to say that a ger toshav also can't buy an eved ivri. So he says, ger lo nikna eved ivri. Why can't a ger buy an eved ivri? Why can't a ger lo nikna be bought by an eved ivri? Ger lo nikne, it can't be bought as an eved ivri, sorry. A ger can't be bought as an eved ivri. Because it says, v'shav el mishpachto. But you know, it goes back to his family. And now this ger toshav doesn't really have family. V'aleka. V'ein isha v'ger kunin ivri. And a woman and a ger can't buy an ivri. Why? Isha, because lavrechar is not b'chubat. And a ger nami gemir. We learn a ger as well. Where do we learn a ger from? From demakni kani. Whoever can sell can buy. Delo maki lo kani. So we got here that a ger also can't be sold as an eved ivri. And he also can't buy an eved ivri. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, Eino koneh v'dinok Yisrael. That only means that he can't buy him as a Yisrael. Aval koneh v'dinok kenochri. He can buy, a Jew can buy a ger, as an Eved, not as an Eved Israel, as an Eved Kanani. The Tanya, how do we know? This is Anirza. What's Anirza? So Anirza is an Eved who didn't want to go free after 7 years, right? And he went to his master, Lord Tzeltechovshi, and he took him to the wall, and he smashed his ear against the wall, and he becomes Eved Nirza until the Yovel. So what happens now is, wait, Rashi says, Eved Anirza be Eved Ivri, Hanim Kal Yisrael, Umeit Adon Kodem HaYovel. So now he's now in his master's possession until the Yovel, and the master dies before the Yovel. So the brightness is over there, Hanirza v'hanim kar lenochri. So both a Nirza, Eved Ivri, who was a Nirza, or a Jew sold to a Goy, Eino Ved loet aben veloet abat. He doesn't stay as the inheritance to the children. They don't get him. Okay, so that was the basic explanation to Rabbi's first question, where does the get or shuffle into the picture over here? Because you can be sold to a get shav, or can a get shav buy you as an Eved Ivri? A get or shav can buy you maybe as an Eved Ivri, but it seems that he can't, because he can't be sold into as an Eved Ivri, only be sold as a regular Eved, right? So I'm a but any shav a ger can you? Now we saw as well, along the way, we quoted in the Brighter, that a woman and a ger can't buy an Eved Ivri either. The Gemara says, "Nevad lo kavashim gamli." This seems to be that bright. Not actually from Gamli. Why? The Tani Yishakon Nai Tashvachot. The Tanakama says that a woman can buy a woman's search slaves. Ve'ena konet avadim, but can't buy male slaves. Rav Shimon Gamli Omer, Afa konet avadim. She can even buy avadim. So it seems this bright. Not kavashim gamli. Rav Shimon Gamli says, "No problem. A woman can even buy avadim." So the Gemara says, "No, no, no, no." I feel you tell Rav Shimon Gamli. Even talking about Rav Shimon Gamli, we can still say it's even lo kasha. What come Eved Ivri, come Eved Kanani. There's a difference when we say that a woman can buy an Eved. She can't buy an Eved Ivri, but she can buy an Eved Kanani. Now, how come she can buy an Eved Kanani? Look, this is counterintuitive. Eved Ivri tzaniela. An Eved Ivri is more modest. Let me be more modest. He's more discreet. I think that's the correct way of saying tzaniela. Give me an English translation. How did that translate English tzaniela? What's the English word for tzaniya there? You see it's discreet. You see Rashi explained it in a moment. It's more discreet. Eved Ivri says over here, Muchzak tzanua ho hu be'enea. He's more discreet in her eyes. She'em yekalkalu yachad. If they end up being bad together, okay, and they have a relationship, lo yitpa'er legalot hadavar. He won't run around advertising the whole thing. Hilchach Asur liknoto, therefore we can't buy him. Okay? Therefore we can't buy him because he's more discreet. Because they'll manage to conduct their relationship discreetly. But Eved Knani, Paritzla, and Eved Knani, nothing discreet about him. If he has an affair with his mistress, the whole world knows about it. So therefore she'll be careful not to have an affair with him because she knows that she can't trust him and therefore she can buy him as an Eved. Elaha, the Tarab Yosef, Armalata lo tarbe kalva. He was saying, what about this? We learned in the Mishnah that like a woman, like a mistress, a fancy woman, shouldn't grow breed dogs. Velo tashri bar bei ravbush bizen. She also shouldn't host tabadech hachamim in her as tenants. So he says, Bishlo bar bei rav tzaniela. We understand the Talmid Chochem because tzaniela, he's discreet. And therefore, we shouldn't be around because they'll hide their relationship. Ela kalba, but dogs. Kamen de mashrich ba mirtata. Surely, if she has a relationship with this dog, if there's bestiality over here, so she's going to be scared. Why would she be scared? Because the dog's going to hang around all the grashi. Mashrich sarich mirtata liot nirvatlo. He says, kamen de mashrich sarich mirtata liot nirvatlo. She's going to be after all the time. So Amrei no, Kevin de Chishad Yere Umtze Bashrich Patrick. Where it says no, dogs run off people who feed them as well. So Amrei Anche, people who see this dog running off the woman all day long, they won't think that she's having bestiality with the dog. They'll say Mishum Umtze de Chishad Yere Hu de Bashrich. Why is the dog following all around? Because he knows he's going to feed her. Okay, so that's a bit discussion of the Ger. Sorry, the Ger Tzedek, not the Ger Toshav. Sorry, I apologize. Of the Ger Tzedek with regards to the Eved, and that's why. Sorry, I misled you. The Ger Tzedek, he can't be sold into others because he's got no family to go back to. Because the Ger Tzedek, what if he's got no family, correct? So that's the Ger. Okay, so that's the Ger. Now the Ger Toshav with Inyan Ribit. The Ger Toshav, speaking about Ribit over here. So whatever I said earlier about Ger Toshav, I meant Ger Tzedek. I apologize. Right, the Ger Toshav about Ribit. What's the story? What was troubling Rabbi? Mahi says, Dichtiv v'chemuch achichu matei adoimach, v'echzak tebo Ger v'toshav v'chaimach, al tikach mito neshech. Don't take Ribit from him. So it says over there that you can't lend him money. So Gemara says, I understand. We're Amini on the other hand. Says Lovil me Lovil no tamberi, but you can. V'chem beget toshav. You can rent from. You can loan a get toshav. Take by a get toshav. Mishnah says straight out. So why are you telling me that pasuk? I can't. I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Mi ketiv al tikach mi itam. It doesn't say don't take from mi itam, from them. It says mi itoketiv means from Israel. That's what he means from Israel. Look at Rashi. Al tikach mi itoketiv achicheka. That's on the Jew. The chikativ getoshav. Getoshav Rashi is not talking about ribit. They're talking about v'chai imach ketiv shata metzuvel achyoto. So that, don't get confused. The pasuk, he says, is discussing two separate mitzvahs. Let's read the pasuk. The pasuk, v'chiyamuch achiche umate yado imach, v'chzaktabo ger, v'toshav v'chai imach. So, al tikach mito neshek, from the Jew you can't take neshek, v'tabit v'herite melohecha. And then, v'chai achiche imach, talking about the ger toshav. So you can't take ribit from the ger toshav, just if he's impoverished, you've got to help him out. Two different mitzvahs altogether. Tarim, al tikach mito neshek v'tabit. But Atana said, the Gemara now says it's a different sugya altogether. While we're discussing here the each ribit, Brighter says, "Al tikach mito neshek from a, you can't take money from him." But Atana selo arev, but you can be a guarantor for him. The Gemara says, "Arev leman, who's he an arev for?" Look at Rashi. Mi hu amar veshani noten lo lasot larev. Shani motelo, who's he borrowing money from that I allow him you to be an arev to him? Israel, if he's an Arev to a Israel, a Jew who's lending him money with interest, Vahatana Elu Ovrin Belotase, who's Ovrin Belotase, says the Mishnah over here. We'll see it in a couple of days' time. Hamalve, both the guy who lends the money, Vahalove, and the guy who borrows the money, Ha'arev, the guy who's a guarantee to the loan, Vahaidim. He aren't even allowed to be an Arev or an Ed in a loan which has got ribit. Elad must be that he's borrowing money from a goy. So you're allowed to be an arev to the nochri. So now he says, well, wait a second. But now we know that the din of nochrim, the chevan de dine de nochri, the azil batal arva. That when you're an arev, he says, in the courts of a nochri, the convention, he said, look at Rashi, enotove eleta arev. If you become an arev, you're the first line of recourse. In other words, when the guy wants his money, he comes to you. That's what an arev with a goy means. He doesn't first go and try and get the money from the guy and see, and then he spends 6 years trying to get the money. Afterwards, he can't. He sold all his assets and he sold everything. He hasn't got the money. Then he comes to the arev. He goes straight to you. So what it really means, tantamount to you being the borrower. You with me? That's the Gemara's question. He says, the nochri is about the arva. Iu niu de kashakil bin eripta. So what's going on over here? If that's the case, right? So basically, it says, if now you, the Arev, are the one who took the loan, and you lent the money to the Jew with ribit, so how can you be the Arev? So I'm Rav Shesha, says, Kibbel alav ladun b'din Yisrael. Says, no, you're right. It's not a case like that. The guy who lent the Jew money, he agreed to do it all according to Jewish courts, and therefore the Jewish courts, you aren't the guy who pays first. First, the actual debtor himself has to be the one to pay. Only then, if he hasn't got the money, you step in. So it's not the same thing. So he says to him, I don't know, you cover the love of Dumin Israel. So repeat, if this guy is agreeing to be abide by the laws of a Beit Din, then you can't lend money with interest. Everybody with me? Right? So he says, the Amarav Shay Shetra says, no. Shekibel alav lezo, lo kibel alav lezo. The guy wouldn't go that far. He said, listen, I'm lending you with interest. You want to borrow new interest? I'm allowed to take interest. But I'm happy to be judged according to your courts. Which is not uncommon, by the way. You have an agreement. You decide where the legal jurisdiction is. Right? Sometimes it works in your favor. Sometimes it doesn't. Right, David? So it just depends where... Okay. So Malve Yisrael... Gemara says, now this is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Malve Yisrael ma'otav shel nochri midat ha-nochri. We said that a Malve Yisrael... Ma'otav, if a Jew had borrowed money from a goy, so he can lend that money on midat ha-nochri, but not midat ha-Israel. And the Rashi said there, the Gemara would explain. So Rashi always keeps his word. Now the Gemara is going to explain what we're talking about. So he says, "Tarim kasa bright tarim amal v'Yisrael ma'otav shel nochri midat nochri avlo midat Yisrael." So Ketzad, what does it mean? Says a bright tarim, Yisrael shalava ma'ot min ha-nochri beribit. So a Jew borrowed money from a goy with ribbit. Vikesh lachshom, and he wants to pay him back. So he notified the goy, I'm on my way to pay you back the money. Mitzah Yisrael Acher, another Yisrael bumps into him. Rachman Litzan needs money. V'amar lo, t'nam li, v'ani ali lecha, k'di yachshatam ali lo. You know what? Why pay the goy back? You still got 3 years of the loan. You don't need the money. Lend it to me, and I'll pay you the interest that you're paying him. Clear? Right? That the price is asur. That's asur. Why is it asur? Look at the Gemrashi over here. Because now you're renting him with ribbit. Because you've got the loan and you're paying the guy ribbit and you're then lending it to him with ribbit. On the other hand, but if the Jew brings this Jew to the goyish money lender and says, listen, mister, I'll finish, I'll pay you back now, but here's my friend who wants the money, right? You have to worry about losing out on your loan. Yeah, I'm helped. I bought you another guy to step into my shoes. Take him. That's mutar. Look at Rashi. Why is it mutar? The shluchohu. Now all you are is the shaliach. Okay, you're the shaliach. And therefore, it's not like you lending him the money. You are basically just the go-between over here. You're the shaliach. Then Brighton says, v'chei nochri, shlava ma'ot mi'shel beribit. And likewise, a goy who borrowed money from a Jew beribit. Wanted to repay them. And Mitzao Yisrael Acher. And now the goy is on his way back to pay the money back to the Jewish money lender. And another Jew bumps into the goy. And now he said to the goy, don't go give the Jew back the money. Lend it to me and I'll pay you the ribbit. That's mutar. Why is it mutar? Because a goy can lend money by ribbit. So the Jew could lend to the goy and the goy can lend to the Jew. There's no ruse over here. No one's playing games. It's all legitimate. Everybody happy? So in the first case, where the Jew brought a goy, if he lent the goy the money from the Jew, that he couldn't do. Right? If he lent the money The Jew lent the money from a goy. He can't lend it on to another Jew. But a goy who lent the money from a Jew can lend it on to another Jew. Okay, in the first case, the money lender was the goy, and it was a Jew to Jew. In the second case, the money lender is a Jew, and it's goy to Jew. Okay, that's what's going on here. Ve'im, on the other hand, however, im he'midor etzel Yisrael asur. So in the second case, where it was mutar, for the goy who had borrowed money from the Jew to lend it to another Jew, that was okay. But if he did it in the presence of the Jewish money lender, that would be asur. Okay? Why is it asur? Because now the goy is acting as the shaliach of the Jew. Because the Jewish money lender now, right, correct? Now the goy brings the Jew to the goy, to the Jewish money lender, and he says, yeah, I've got this guy, he's no problem, give him the money. Basically, the goy is no longer in the picture, the goy leaves the picture. So the goy says, Bishlam is safer. We understand the safer, this very last halacha over here, of why the Jew who's borrowing from the goy, who borrowed from the Jew, it sounds like a Chad Gadya story, right? But the goy lent the money to the Jew lent the money to a goy, and the goy now wanted the money to the Jew, which is asur, if they're doing it in the presence of the Jewish money lender, but if they're not in the presence of the Jewish money lender, it's mutar. So the Gemara says, we understand why if they're doing it in the presence of the Jewish money lender, it's asur. Sefer l'chumra. Because it's a chumra. Why is it a chumra? Look at Rashi. Bishlom a sefer. Diktani im hemidu etzli shal asur. Why? The mashma shenokri zeh chashuv shlucho shel Yisrael. Because the goy becomes a shaliach of the Israel. Chumad Rabbananu, it's a Chumad Rabbananu, lemaisa to prevent something like this. The high kaimelan, the shluchosh ladam komoto, your shaliach is like you, b'sholeach Yisrael v'shliach Yisrael, ne'emar, demitrume gamina v'perek sheni di kiddushin, atem gam atem rabot shuchachem, ma atem b'nai brit, af shuchachem b'nai brit. It's a Jewish shliach. We've seen a problem. Is there not a simple problem over here? Because the goy, can a goy be a shaliach? I've got even a bigger question. We've got in the previous case, it said mutar, but ain't shaliach davar aveira. Anyhow, I don't want to confuse too many things, but we'll get to it. So the Gemara says, Bishlam is safe l'chumra, el reisha. But the reisha, he says, kevan de ain't shlichut l'nochri, since a nochri can't be a shaliach at all, right? Ain't shaliach, el reisha liktani im hemido etzel nochri mutar. That in the first case was where the Jew borrowed money from a goy. And then he bumped into, on his way back to pay. And another Jew says, give me the money. He says, no, I can't give you the money. Because it is like the Jew borrowing from the goy and then lending to a Jew. But if he takes him back to the goyish money lender and says, here's my friend, and he does it, it's mutar. Why? Because he says that the Jew is basically the shaliach for the goy to the Jew. Says, ekevan de ein shlichut lenochri, iu niyave de kashak kibine ribita. He said, but there's nothing as a shaliach over here. You can't be a shaliach to a goy. So essentially, you giving the Jew the money. Because the goy had given it to you. You can't be a goy shaliach. That's a thing as shlichut to a goy. So even though the goy is there, and he's there, you can't be a shaliach. Essentially, the money is yours, and you borrowed from the goy, and you're lending it to the Jew. Shlichut means you're a conduit, correct? And just passes through you. So the fact that the Jew gave the money to his fellow Jew, he was the conduit for the goy. But that's only if there's shlichut. I'm not getting to shlichut of Ravari now. We said there's no shlichut, but let's say that's when there's shlichut. So if I'm your shaliach, and you basically said, just pass this to him, then even though I'm your messenger, and I took the money from the goy, let's say a guy who works for a goy as a driver. Okay? And the guy says to him, listen, please take this parcel to Chaim. Now you get in your car and you drive the parcel over to Chaim. Are you the one giving the loan? No, you're the driver. You're a paid driver. So let's understand the same thing. If you're the shaliach, he says, take the money to him. But that's only if you can be a shaliach. If you can't be a shaliach, so the money's with you now, right? Who's at the moment the current borrower? The current borrower is the Jew. And he's on his way back to pay back the goy. So instead of paying back the goy says, no, you can give it to your Jewish friend, I don't mind. See, if you're the shaliach, you can give it him on behalf of the goy. But if you can't be a shaliach, then you aren't giving him on behalf of the goy. It's as if you never gave it back to the goy. And you're the one lending it now to the Jew. It's ribit. So how come it's mutar? That's the first question. Why is Elerasha coming to Ein Shlichut Nochri? Iu de Keshaki Bina Ripta. So why do we say it was mutar? So Rav Huna Bar Manoach, Mishwai Rav Acha Bar Rav Ika. He says, Acha, what are you talking about? Maskinah going to Amalei. He says, no, you're missing the point. The goy said to the original Jew, put the money down, repay me the money, here's your receipt, you've refunded the money, go home. And then the goy gave it to the Jew. He says, I don't understand. Yachi, then might have everything. What's the chidush then? So I don't deserve Brighton to tell me that it's mutar. It's pashut that it's mutar. If he gave the money back, got his receipt, got in his car, drove home, and that afternoon and the Jew was hanging around outside and did a new loan, then what's the chidush? Says, no, there is a chidush. And my papa, kegon shenatal v'natan b'yad, even though he might not have actually taken the money. If he gave it to the goy, and the goy gave it back to him, he said, I don't understand. Still, I cut him my money. Then what's the chidush? I still don't understand. What are you telling me? What's going on here? He said, now I'll tell you what the chidush is. Mahurit, what would we have thought? Met the nochri gufei ki avid adata yishel kegamir v'yahiv. We might have thought the goy himself, that when he gave the money to the Israel, right, Adata the Israel kegamir v'yahiv. That was our concern. We thought maybe the reason that the goy is giving the money to the Jew is because the previous Israel asked him to do it. And therefore, if the Israel is really lending him the money via the goy, Kamashva no, not a problem at all, and it would be mutar. That's Achaz Yomari, because we've seen over here that we've been pretty machmi with regards to Afkat Ribit, right? So we might have thought that the fact that the Jew's involved here, because he's the one that gave the reference, the recommendation to the Israel, that might be Asur. Kamashvara is not a problem. That's answer. Rav Ashi gives a different answer. Rav Ashi says, no, different answer. Rav Ashi, Amar Ki Amrinan, Ein Shlichut LeNochri. When do we say, says Rav Ashi, that Ein Shlichut Nochri, there's no Shlichut to Nochri, and therefore the guy couldn't be a Shaliach? Hani, but Truma, that's what the gospel, that's what Rav Ashi quoted. It's the classic example where we said, Gamani, the Truma, where, Ava Bechola Torah Kula, Yesh Shlichut LeNochri. He said, but you know, it's the Torah, Yesh Shlichut. Only with Truma, a guy can't be your Shaliach to do Truma. Look what the Gemara says on Rav Ashi. Vahad Rav Ashi, Barutahi. This doesn't make any sense. This is outside the realms of Aloha. It must be said outside the Beit Midrash. What do you mean? Mashnai Truma, why not Truma? What's Truma that there's no Shlichut? The Pasuk says, Atem Gam Atem. What does it mean, Atem Gam Atem? Why you, also you? Ma Atem B'nai Brit, Afshlochem Gam B'nai Brit. Just like you are B'nai Brit, you are Israel, so to your Shliach. But he says of that, Rashi's wrong, because in the whole Torah it's the same thing. Why? Because where do we learn the din shlichus of the whole Torah? Mitruma gamiran lay. The whole din of truma of shlichus is learned from truma. So you can't tell me, Rav Ashi, it's only in truma that you have to be a shaliach, a Jew, and the rest of the Torah can be a goy. The whole of shlichus, the whole Torah is learned from truma. With me? Elad Rav Ashi Bruti, what Rashi said is absolutely out of the realm. There's something wrong going over here. Take it out. There's another version of this. Ikad Amri Amr Rav Ashi, another version of the same story. Ki Amrin Ein Shlichut Anochri, Arim Yilu Ledidan, Aval Ana Ledidu, Havi Elehu Shaliach. He says, nah, there's another version of Ashi. What did Rashi say? That Rashi said, when do we say that there's Ein Shlichut Anochri? That is when Inhu Ledidan, he's a Shaliach for us. A goy can't be a shaliach for us to take truma. Aval anan ledidu, but we can be, David Asher, we can be his shaliach. And yeah, the Gemara says, Vahadrav Ashi Bruti, must be out of the realm. Yeah, what's he talking about? We can be a shaliach for a goy, and he can't be a shaliach for us. Mashna in ledidan delo, why not? Dichtiv atem gam atem, rabot shlochem, atem gam atem, include shlichut. Ma atem b'nei brit, af shlochem b'nei brit. Anan ledidu nami. Ma atem b'nei brit kamar el hadrav. It says obviously in all respects, in both directions, el hadrav ashi brutehi. This is out of the realms. It's pashut, not correct. And there's no shlichut over here. And that's why, end of the day, could be mutar. Okay, end of over here. So,